So, Mrs. Clark, you expounded upon how the group not only facilitated desegregation in Denton, it opened up many whites' hearts and minds to Denton's black citizens as well. So I assume all of these positive changes also dawned upon your children. Your children also were able to intermix with white children.
Yes.
You know, and especially with the schools. So kids that my son went from elementary school through high school with, to this day they are still friends. And I know, what's this, Freeman in insurance, he used to call me on Friday night. He was going to Baylor. My son was going to the University of Houston. Miss Cole, is Melvin at home? And they would take turns. My son would come up from Houston and spend the weekend with him, and he would go down to Houston and spend the weekend with him. He'd come to Waco and he'd go to Houston. And to this day, they are still friends. You know, I mean, good friends. And they keep up with each other.
My son lives in Florida. I talked to him this morning, and he was talking about one of his friends, his parents, the storm that came. He texted him and was telling about the hailstorm that we had on Sunday night, the damage that had occurred in, over there in Igar. That's where his parents are. And so he often speaks about some of his classmates, because they do that, what you call Facebook or whatever that is, and they keep up with each other. My daughter also, her doctor, she quit going to him because he was her classmate, and she said she felt uncomfortable going with him by them being classmates. So she, well, in other words, the insurance that she had, he no longer used. That was one thing too, though. But so that's where, and they have they constantly talk about it. And sometimes moving about, I know Ruby is the same way. We run up on someone, and we may be talking, and they say, well, they would say to Ruby, "Do you know Melvin or something?" They would say to me, to my son, "Do you know Cletus Clark?" That's what one of my sons was named, Cletus. I had another son named Quentin. And I would say, "Yes, I think I know him. I happen to be his mother or something." So